This book also examines why the recent crisis hit when it did. Was it merely a collapse of confidence, a withering of what John Maynard Keynes called the animal spirits of capitalism? Or was it the inevitable consequence of the fact that vast portions of the economy were, and arguably remain, excessively leveraged and effectively bankrupt? Put differently, did the crisis result from a mere lack of liquidity or from a more profound lack of solvency? If the latter, what does that portend for the future? From there, the questions multiply. In the midst of the crisis, central bankers around the world became lenders of last resort for vast swaths of the financial system. Did their actions prevent something worse from happening? Or will it only encourage excessive risk-taking in the future, setting us up for bigger and more destructive bubbles and busts? Likewise, what will be the result of the rush to re-regulate? Will it produce a more robust and resilient financial system and more stable growth? Or will its effects be merely cosmetic, incapable of preventing more virulent bubbles and crises in the future? None of these questions are hypothetical. John Maynard Keynes, a giant in 20th century economics, once rightly observed that the ideas of economists and political philosophers, both when they are right and when they are wrong, are more powerful than is commonly understood. Indeed, the world is ruled by little else. Madmen in authority, who hear voices in the air, are distilling their frenzy from some academic scribbler of a few years back. Keynes wrote those oft-quoted words more than 70 years ago, but they are equally pertinent today. Much of our framing and understanding of the worst financial crisis in generations derives from a set of assumptions that, while not always wrong, have nonetheless prevented a full understanding of its origins and consequences. We want to make it clear at the outset that we are not devotees of any particular economist's thought. Almost every school of economics has something relevant to say about the recent crisis, and our analysis relies on a range of thinkers. Keynes has his say, but so do other voices. In fact, we believe that understanding and managing crises requires a more holistic...